And good morning. Welcome to From the Stand. It sounds a little different this morning, doesn't it? A little quieter than normal. We're not on the stand this morning. We're actually in the studio at EIA Radio, and that's because the Blue Angels are going to be out there making noise in just a little bit. And even though I love airplane noise, it's really hard to do an interview that way. So we are in the studio today, and we are brought to you by the Commemorative Air Force, CAF. It has an education mission so that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our nation's freedom. Visit the CAF tent in the southeast corner of Boeing Plaza or visit them on the web at commemorativeairforce.org. Airshow pilot extraordinaire Matt Yonkin joins us this hour, along with General Tom Boussier, the commander of the 8th Air Force. And we'll also talk about flying down to the Bahamas. It is easier than you think. But right now, joining us is Rob Meyerson, who is the president of Blue Origin. Welcome to EIA Radio and welcome to Oshkosh.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the origin of the Blue Origin name.
Well, sure. It's someday, our vision is that someday there's a future where millions of people are living and working in space, and that's what we at Blue Origin are all working towards. And so when we reach that vision, Earth, our blue planet, will be our origin. So that's the origin of the name, Blue Origin.
Excellent. Your founder, Jeff Bezos, his vision, is reading some of the things that he has written, and that is his vision, that we will not be confined here to the Earth and not just a few people in space, but thousands living and working in space. It's amazing the vision that he has has created this company.
It is. It's extremely exciting, and it's the constant vision that he's had since I met him in 2003 and since he got excited about space watching Apollo.
And the evolution of the program, or of the company itself, it has been a long time in coming. I mean, I think the rumblings of it started in the early 2000s. You joined in 2003. Yep. Here it is, 2017. It seems like a really long development period, but in the grand scheme of aviation, it really is a shortened and compressed time frame.
It sure has. And we have a motto, Gradatum Ferociter, which is step by step ferociously.
Okay.
We strongly believe in taking every step, not skipping steps. And so New Shepard, we had two iterations of the New Shepard vehicle before the one that we've brought here today and the one that we flew five times to space and back and demonstrated reusability. So,
And that's the great thing is that it's been demonstrated relatively quietly. You haven't made a lot of noise about what you're doing, but you've been quietly successful and continue to build on this reusable space vehicle.
We sure do. It's a long-term plan. Even though we have demonstrated it five times, there's still a long way to go to get to our vision of operational reusability.
Right.
And that is more like an airplane, more like the airplanes you have here at Oshkosh, where you really get to the point of gas and go. Today, it takes time. It takes people to inspect and refurbish the rockets. But New Shepard is getting closer to where we want to be, where it takes a handful of people, a period of weeks and tens of thousands of dollars to turn the rocket around and get it to flying again.
Folks may wonder what a space company is doing at Oshkosh, but as we were talking offline before we got in the studio, this really is the spirit of EIA. It's innovation, it's creation, it's using your imagination and furthering what is out there. So it makes perfect sense to have you here and really the first commercial space operation to display here at Boeing Plaza.
Yeah, we're really, really proud to be here and to show off this, bring the first rocket onto the Boeing Plaza and show it off. It's the tallest. The tallest
you can't miss it.
Artifact on the plaza, you really can't miss it. So,
and around the Blue Origin or the New Shepard, you also have a mock-up of what the capsule will look like.
Right,
and people can actually get in and see what it would be like to strap on a rocket and go into space.
Exactly, our mock-up has all of our actual flight seats. It's got the windows, and we have a video that simulates the mission experience. And If you come down to Boeing Plaza and take a look, you'll be able to get inside and six people at a time and experience what it'll be like to fly to space on a Blue Origin rocket.
Excellent. Where have you launched the rocket from? Where's your base? Your launch base, I guess.
Our launch base is in West Texas. It's near a city of called Van Horn, and it's 2 hours east of El Paso. We launch from a private ranch, and we've test our engines out there, and we launch our rockets out there, and it's a great base for us to do a significant amount of testing, which we're in the middle of right now.
Excellent. What if you can? What kind of fuel do you use to propel the rocket?
Sure. The fuel is liquid hydrogen, mm-hmm. which is It's cryogenic, so it's liquid at minus 423 degrees Fahrenheit. So, and then the oxidizer is liquid oxygen. Okay. When we load up the rocket with propellants, the structure is aluminum, so that entire structure shrinks up about 2 inches when we load it with propellant. So
wow.
It had to be designed to accommodate that, and of course it wants to get warm very quickly. So
right.
So you have to carefully control venting and things like that. So.
What's the typical launch profile?
So the typical launch profile is the capsules mounted on top of the booster, and both of those elements are here today. It launches, the capsule separates from the booster at about 250,000 feet above the ground. The capsule experiences weightlessness. Passengers in the right. capsule will experience weightlessness. Above the Kármán line, 100 kilometers above the Earth, for about 4 minutes. The capsule will come back down, deploy parachutes, and land. The booster, prior to that, will come back down and re-enter and start up its rocket engine, throttle it down, and land on its landing gear. But the entire mission for the customer experience is about 11 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just find the returning and then firing the rockets and landing softly just fascinating, because when I was a kid, that was all the science fiction. Mm-hmm. You would see, you know, they're going to the moon or they're going to Mars, and they come in and land, and the rockets would, and the hokey special effects and everything. But this is really happening. I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
It is absolutely happening, and it's something we've all dreamed about. And mm-hmm. if you come look at the rocket, you'll see it's got some very aerodynamic features, very mm-hmm. carefully designed to allow that rocket to come to both launch vertically and then come back down base first in a stable manner, steer to a precision point, and then light up its engine to do a soft landing and deploy its landing gear at the same time. We have videos running at our exhibit over there on Boeing Plaza, and if you come on over there today at noon, we'll be, for the first time, giving away free Blue Origin merchandise. We hope to have a few of the Apollo astronauts here today, and so if you come by today, you'll get a chance to see it, watch the videos, experience what it'll be like to fly in a Blue Origin rocket. So.
And it is fitting that you have those activities going on today with the salute to Apollo, looking back at the history of that program and the technological advances that were made in the 60s, and really, as much as I enjoyed the space shuttle and watching it launch and everything, we sort of lost that innovative spirit through the 90s, and it just sort of, you know, there's no shuttle. America's not doing anything governmentally in space. So it's absolutely fascinating to have the private enterprise now step in and do what the government can't do.
Well, that innovative spirit is back in a big way. Mm-hmm. And we're just excited to be a part of it. The commercial space industry is really growing, and Blue Origin's doing some really unique things. And we look forward to flying astronauts soon and flying our next rocket, which we're designing, is called New Glenn, which we'll be assembling and flying out of our New Florida site near Cape Canaveral. We're starting now, and we'll be flying it in a few years.
So. Great. We're talking with Rob Meyerson, the president of Blue Origin. They're displaying here at Oshkosh for the very first time, and the first commercial space company to be on the plaza. So we're pleased to have you here. And again, I shouldn't say where exactly are you. All you have to do is look for the rocket on the plaza.
Yep. We're right next to the KC-135, and so right on the plaza.
All right.
Hard to miss.
How did you personally get involved in space travel? I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, oh, I think I'd like to try that?
I grew up watching the Apollo missions,
okay.
Like a lot of folks of my generation. And I also grew up building model rockets and launching them. And back in those days, you could launch them from your front yard. So mm-hmm. It was pretty exciting. And I have some older brothers who, helped to get me interested in chemistry and some of those things. And I went to University of Michigan, studied aerospace engineering.
Okay.
And I had a professor there. His name is Harm Buning, who had worked. He was an expert in astrodynamics, and he worked with the Apollo astronauts back in the 60s and steered me that way. And I got into the cooperative education program there, ended up working for NASA as an aerodynamicist on space shuttle, and then moved to the Pacific Northwest in the 90s and found Blue Origin in 2003, and I've been there ever since.
So truly a rocket scientist.
Truly. A rocket engineer, rocket Excellent. Scientist, and yep.
You mentioned Washington, the northwest area of the country. That's where your headquarters is in yep. Kent, Washington?
We're in Kent, yeah.
And you've got the facility in Texas, and also I think you mentioned in Florida?
Yep. Yeah, right. The Florida site we're building out now, we're building a 750,000 square foot factory just outside of the Kennedy Space Center main gate, and we're building a new launch pad on Cape Canaveral, and it's the historic site where the Atlas II rockets flew up till 2005. So we're really excited to rebuild that pad and start operating from there again.
And I would think a great place to find qualified employees.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Since NASA's scaled way back.
Yeah. 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 It's there's a lot of passionate people in that area excited about us being there. They have a vision for building a multi-user spaceport, and that vision's coming to reality. And there's a lot of different launch companies coming in there. So
excellent. Great to hear that Blue Origin is part of revitalizing the Space Coast community, along with just firing the imaginations of all of us here at Air Venture. And who knows? Right? Maybe someday we'll be able to have folks who have been on Blue Origin come and talk to us about their experience.
I look forward to that.
So
I really do.
And you're thinking probably next year or so would be the first test flights with passengers?
Yeah, our plan is to
test pilots.
Yeah, our plan is to start flying people in the end of 2018. But we're in a developmental test program, and so it'll take time, and we won't do it until we're ready. And so as we go through the test, we'll learn things and we'll adjust our plan as we go. But right now we're end of 2018 is looking pretty good.
Good. We want to invite everybody to come by and see the display, the mock-up. You've got merchandise you're giving away today starting at noon.
Yep.
This is the day to be there. Some of the Apollo astronauts dropping by to take a look at your project.
We're very excited about it, and it's we hope everyone can come out and take a look, and we'll treat you very well. So we look forward to that.
Good. Rob Meyerson, president of Blue Origin, our guest this morning on From the Stand. And this is EIA Radio.